On today's video, I am cooking 100 years of burgers. And we're gonna be rating them from 1 to 10 so you know which ones we like best. And we're starting off with this one.
That looks sad.
Is that a burger?
Welcome to the 1910s.
In this decade, the story goes like this. At this time, they served hamburger steaks with a fork and a knife. Then one person showed up in a hurry. So they said, let me put on some toast for you. And that is how one of the very first burgers were created. In Louis' Lunch, where they still serve the original burger today. Now the interesting thing is how it was cooked. It was cooked in a vertical broiler that looked something like this. At this time, burgers cost 10 cents. Now obviously I don't have one of these. So I try to improvise as much as possible. These are cooling racks. I'm hoping they're gonna work just fine. Now for the patty, I chose 80-20. And as you can see, a nice thick one. So after laying down my burger on the cooling rack, I seasoned the patty with a good amount of salt and pepper. Then I immediately put one right on top. As now, I got my sears on and started to broil the beef. Surprisingly, it worked extremely well. And I can only imagine the smell that came out of this in the restaurant. Now, they were not crazy because they also toasted their buns. Now, as far as I know, the very first burger had nothing, just bread and beef. It doesn't get any simpler than that. However, with our research nowadays, they make it like this. And that had a little bit of cheese spread, followed by the broiled beef, a thin slice of onions, and one of tomato. Close that all up, and this is one of the first burgers created. But don't forget the original, with nothing. Now, how did it taste? Well, let's try them and rate it.
Looks very different than the burgers we know today.
There's no cheese, but at least there's no vegetables either.
It is basically meat and sandwich bread. Let's see how it tastes. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
I don't care what anybody says. That's delicious.
Look, it's really good, but it feels wrong that it's in toast.
Yes.
I'm okay with it being in toast, but I just feel like it needs some cheese. It needs some sauce.
Funny you said that, because nowadays they actually make it like this, sir. And it has cheese for you.
Oh, man.
But that's not how it started. That's where we are right now. And this burger, everybody, still being served today. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, my God, it's such a mess. Cheers.
Oh. That's so much better with the cheese and the tomato and the onions.
Talking about that, there was a huge upgrade from this decade to the next. Check it out.
In the 1920s, White Castle was born. The price started at only 5 cents. That's about 70 cents today. They are known to have invented the slider and the concept of carrying out. Now, the way they made their sliders are quite unique. First thing to do is to grab some beef. Then, to make them at home, you want to lay down some parchment paper and immediately spread a good amount of beef. We want to get them super flat. So for that, I put another parchment paper right on top and pressed it with another sheet. Now, I laid it down on a cutting board, and using the back of my knife, I went ahead and scored the beef. This will allow me to break them once they get frozen. Now, I remove the parchment paper, and if you're following the original recipes, you must poke 5 holes. You can do it just by using a chopstick. Once they were all done, into the freezer it goes to firm up. After about 1 hour, I took it out and look, we got our beef ready to be cooked. But there's one more thing that we gotta do, and that is to use the onions. They don't use fresh onions on White Castle. They actually use this, dehydrated one, so we gotta bring them back to life. To do that, you just gotta soak them in water. And funny enough, they still use this method today. In case you are wondering what kind of buns I'm using, these are Hawaiian sliders. They're gonna work perfectly for this recipe. So to cook them outside, I went. I heat up the cast iron griddle and placed all of the onions in there together with the water. Because instead of getting a nice crust on our meat, we're gonna steam it. Yep, right on top of the onions. And funny enough, the bread goes right on top of the beef. That's the way they still do it today. You see, the idea is that the steam will also heat up the buns. I'm not gonna lie though, it feels weird putting the bread on top of the beef. Because once it's fully cooked, the next thing is to assemble. First, on one side of the bun, they add a little bit of mustard. Next, they scoop the onion and the beef. As now, there's left to do is to add some cheese, followed by pickles, and top it off with that mustard bun. Now, this is the White Castle slider. In the 1920s, this was extremely popular, and costing only 5 cents, it was a hit.
The 1920s burger, White Castle slider.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I saw it being cooked and I'm not very excited, let's say that.
You don't like the steaming action on the raw meat, bro?
There's no crust. This thing is gray and sad, bro.
This looks like a boiled burger.
White Castle sounds like we're in the dungeon eating the burger.
There you go. One nickel, everybody. Doesn't get any better than that. Let's give it a try. Tell me. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. It's so soft. It's not a good sauce.
It's super tender. That's why the pickle is there, to give you a little crunch.
We definitely have way better burgers nowadays, but at the start, 1920s, this is pretty good.
Tell you one thing, it's pretty good. It's time to go on to the next decade.
In the 1930s, times were tough. It was the Great Depression. But there's one burger that really stands out from that decade. That would be the Oklahoma Fried Burger. Invented by Ross Davids to keep burgers' prices low, he decided to press a handful of onions into his patties to extend the beef supply. Now to make this burger, there's a very interesting technique, and here's how. First, we go ahead and get the griddle nice and hot. Now place the beef right on top, smash it down a little bit, and as it's cooking, add a good amount of onions. Then, of course, smash it down even more. Now, this burger doesn't get any easier than that to make, as after flipping it so that the onions can cook, you want to go ahead and toast the buns. Now, in its most basic form, this is it. We got bread, beef, and onions. It is simple, it will feed hungry people, and at the same time, is it delicious? Well, let's find out.
The Great Depression burgers from the 1930s, also known as the Oklahoma Fried Onion Burgers. Are you guys ready to try this?
Smells great.
Let's try it, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's a lot of onion.
That's too much onion.
Wow. That's definitely too much onion.
Just the onion, the patty on the bun is just way too simple for me. What do you think, Leo?
The onions have such an overpowering sweetness that's what you get mainly, not a lot of beef.
Yeah, but Leo, come on, bro.
It makes sense at the time, I mean.
They didn't have the money, bro. Chill out.
Times are tough. I get it.
When times are tough, you gotta feed a lot of people. Still, this is a delicious burger. Enough, next decade.
In the 1940s, things were about to change forever. That's when McDonald's was invented. Originally a barbecue restaurant, in the late 40s, they switched to selling only burgers, fries, drinks, milkshakes, and pies. Also, McDonald's cheeseburger only cost 19 cents. And the way it was made was slightly different than today. You see, at the time, they used a nice, thicker patty, kind of like this one. And it was seasoned with salt and pepper. The crust was not strongly pronounced, but they made sure to toast the buns. And the original cheeseburger had ketchup on the top bun, followed by some onions, and a slice of cheese, followed by the meat. Yep, it was assembled upside down. And there we have it, the original cheeseburger from the 1940s. They don't look like this nowadays, because it had more meat than today. My hopes is that it's gonna be better.
1940s, the birth of McDonald's, gentlemen.
After school, me and Leo used to go straight to McDonald's and grab some cheeseburgers, because they used to be 67 cents.
Not anymore. Are you guys ready to try this burger? Let's see, please. Again, gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. That's a classic.
That's a cheeseburger right there, everybody. Wow.
That's way better than McDonald's.
Especially from the last burger that we had that was more onion than burger. This is nice, bold, beefy, delicious. Cheese, toppings, everything just blends together beautifully.
Jeez.
Things were getting a little bit better at during this time, so they were able to put the cheese in and not charge an arm and a leg for it. But the onion burger, don't knock that one, everybody. It's delicious. With that being said, let's jump on to the 1950s.
In the 50s, burgers started changing. It was when the Whopper was invented, the Jack in the Box, Whataburger, Sonic, and the Juicy Lucy. Yep, things started getting really good on that decade. Also, the cattle grill we know and love was created. But it didn't look like this. This is actually what it looked like. Now, there's a very interesting burger that was invented in the 50s. And that would be this one. It's called the Steam Burger. First up, we gotta get a big patty. And just like the name says, we gotta steam this meat. I placed my patty into the steamer, followed by some white cheddar. Covered it up and let the whole thing steam. Now, instead of using a regular burger bun, they use Kaiser roll. This is quite different than normal buns, and the taste is very light, but also very delicious. And the best part was that it was toasted with butter. The 50s knew what they were doing. So to assemble, it's pretty simple. I lay down a slice of raw onion, followed by some mayo, ketchup, and mustard. Then the tomato goes right on top. We can't forget about the lettuce and pickles, as now it was time for the beef. And we cannot forget one thing, the cheese. To be specific, the steamed white cheddar. Now that is a burger. The big question is, how does it taste?
And here we have the 1950s burger.
Damn, that was good.
It does.
Yeah, I saw you making this and you steamed it, so I'm not excited.
Wow, this guy's such a hater. Steaming is okay, everybody, for a burger, I guess, right? Let me know in the comments down below. Enough talking, let's give it a try. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Yo.
It's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess because it's big.
It's very messy. It's a mess, but it is a very juicy burger, I have to say.
Very juicy, extremely flavorful, even though I'm still missing the crust, but I cannot say anything bad about it.
You know what? It's actually not bad. It's like you say, the only thing you're really missing is a good crust. Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, Let's jump on to the 1960s.
In the 1960s, Chick-fil-A was founded, and so was Red Robin's. At this point in time, hamburgers went from being an American classic to slowly spreading throughout the world. However, there's one iconic burger that stand out from the rest, and we're talking about the Big Mac. And funny enough, it was created because of a competition. McDonald's wanted to compete with the Big Boy hamburger, but instead they created one of the most popular burgers in history. And this is what makes it so famous, the Big Mac sauce. To make it, there are several different versions. The one I like the most is this one. Into a bowl, I threw in some mayo, followed by ketchup, mustard, sweet onions, onion powder, grated garlic, butter pickles, white vinegar, salt, and pepper. Mix everything well, and the Big Mac sauce is done. This was also one of the very first burgers to use three buns. And at first, Big Mac patties were nice and thick. So we're gonna try to do the original version. I seasoned them with salt and pepper, got a nice crust, and they were ready. After toasting up the buns, it was time for the assembly. We got the bottom bun, followed by a good amount of Big Mac sauce, white onions, shredded lettuce, two pickles, that beautiful burger patty we just cooked, American cheese, middle bun, and repeat the process once again. To finish it off, just top it off with the top bun. Now this is the original Big Mac. I wish that it still looked like this at McDonald's. Does it taste as good as it looks? Well, let's find out.
Here we are on the 1960s, the Big Mac, gentlemen, huh?
I've eaten a little bit too many of these in my life.
I had quite a few as well, everybody. Big Mac is a classic.
These burgers don't look authentic. They're too good.
McDonald's wish their patties were this big, right?
I've never seen a McDonald's patty this thick. I'm not gonna lie, Google. I thought you went to McDonald's and you actually just bought a Big Mac. Now after seeing this, yo, this is no joke.
Let's give it a try, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, man. That tastes like a Big Mac.
That tastes like a Big Mac.
That sauce is so good.
The sauce is right on the money, right?
Fresh Big Mac sauce is crazy.
And it's so juicy. Like, you can squeeze it, you see the juices.
Is it fair to say that it's like the golden era of burgers right here?
Pretty much, because it's still good today.
True.
That is delicious. And now we're gonna go and jump into the 1970s.
Ooh, groovy.
In the 1970s, the burger cost about 69 cents, and the newly invented grill at that time was the Big Green Egg. Another historical burger chain was created, Wendy's, and they shocked the world with unique square patties. They really wanted to stand out from the rest. That's one of the reasons they kept saying fresh, never frozen. This is a good thing, because fresh meat is always better. Now, to cook up the original Wendy's burgers is pretty simple. We got a nice hot griddle and throw in the patty. Of course, don't forget to toast the buns. For the assembly, they started with the top bun. First, a good amount of ketchup, followed by mayo. Then on the bottom bun goes one slice of American cheese, followed by that hot square patty, followed by lettuce, a slice of tomato, onions, and pickles. Then top it off with the top bun. Now this is Wendy's original burger. Does fresh never frozen really makes a big deal? Well, let's find out.
And here we have the fresh never frozen.
What's that?
Groovy era. Come on, guys. The 70s. Come on, hey, you gotta hit that.
This guy, man. So this is the Wendy's original burger. I hope I did its justice. Leo, go ahead and grab it.
Damn, there's no crust on this.
No crust, because that's the original and the right way to do it. So hopefully it's gonna taste fantastic. Enough talking, let's give it a try. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Cheers.
There's something to be said about fresh, never frozen.
This might be one of my favorite burgers on this list so far. This is damn good.
It's so funny, it got like the little square patty too.
It is a Wendy's burger, you know what it tastes like. It is delicious, it's still square today, but let's jump into the 1980s. My era, when I was born.
Damn.
Now we're in the 80s, and burger prices were on the rise. At this time, another huge burger joint was opened, created by a father and his four sons. These five guys wanted to choose quality and flavor over profits. And I'm talking about Five Guys, and I'm gonna be making their All The Way burger. I mean, take a look at this burger. It is incredible. They do something most burger joints don't do. Let me explain. That one has sauteed onions and mushrooms. Just cook them up like you normally would and no big deal. But I want you to notice one thing. There's no seasoning on them at all. And the same goes for the burger patties. The interesting thing is that if you want seasoning on your burger, you gotta ask for it in Five Guys. And I totally understand where they're coming from. Because the American cheese they put on it, it already has plenty of salt. So once the burger is perfectly cooked, they go ahead and add two slices of American cheese and put an additional patty right on top. Toast up the buns. Once that's done, the bottom bun gets a little bit of ketchup, followed by mustard, those beautiful sauteed onions, mushrooms, crispy bacon, a good amount of mayo on the top bun, followed by shredded lettuce, pickles, and a slice of tomato. As to finish it up, we go ahead and add those beautiful burger patties with the cheese and top it off with the bun. Now this is the Five Guys All The Way Burger. Now how does it taste?
And here we got the 1980s.
Hey man, you're old, but your burgers are fire though.
So this is Five Guys.
I've been to Five Guys. I never had this much lettuce on the burger, though.
Oh, well, that's because you ordered the wrong way.
You ordered it plain for sure.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Oh.
Hold on.
Out of all the decades, we start going up, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we start going up in flavor.
This is the first one with bacon. Out of the whole video, the first one, I don't even like bacon like that. But on a burger, it's so perfect.
Bacon on a burger is just so damn good.
But now let's jump on to the next one, the 1990s.
Now that's a good era right there.
Come on, baby, me and Angel.
In the 1990s, things were not very healthy. And Pizza Hut invented the stuffed crust pizza. That was a hit. There was one burger that was also a hit. It was called the Big and Tasty from McDonald's. They made that to fight the Whopper from Burger King. And the Big and Tasty had its own sauce. To make it, it was pretty simple. Into a food processor, I threw in one egg yolk, followed by oil, and blend everything on high. Then I added paprika, followed by salt, sugar, garlic powder, mustard, barbecue sauce, and lime juice. Now blend everything on high, and there you have it, the Big and Tasty sauce. Now it's called Big and Tasty for a good reason. We got a big burger. So it starts off on the grill, and unlike Five Guys, it gets seasoning. A good amount of salt, followed by freshly ground black pepper. Now to assemble, it's pretty simple. We got a good amount of Big and Tasty sauce, followed by Swiss cheese, that monster patty that was just cooked, another slice of cheese, shredded lettuce, diced onions, tomatoes, and that big top bun. Now this is the Big and Tasty. I can't believe McDonald's took this one out of the menu. I can understand the reason why, and you're about to find out really shortly. Because take a look at this burger. Come on now. I could have that burger any day.
Welcome to the 1990s.
You see, in the 90s they did it right.
That's a big burger.
There's a reason it's called Big and Tasty, everybody. So the Big and Tasty is Big and Tasty. Let's try it and let's rate it. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Bro.
Bro, that is so thick.
That is a thick patty.
Damn.
Completely different than anything we've had. And the cheese is different too.
I don't know how I feel about the cheese.
Really?
I think American cheese would have been better.
It's good, but it's so different that I enjoy it. But now, let's jump into the 2000s.
Now I'm a teenager.
Now in the 2000s, Wendy's was having a problem. Since their owner passed away, they created the Baconator so that it would blow up with young men. And that's exactly what happened. It saved Wendy's from selling the company. And the burger costed about $4. The Baconator still exists today. And to make it, it's quite simple. First, we need to cook up 2 square patties. And don't forget, fresh, never frozen. Give your buns a nice toast, then add in mayo and ketchup. Both of the patties get American cheese, followed by 3 slices of bacon each. Now place one on top of the other and lay it down on that bottom bun. Now this is the Baconator. And even today, it makes a lot of young men really happy. Don't believe me? Well, here we go.
The 2000s, the Baconator.
The year of no vegetables. Let's go.
We just had bacon for the first time on a burger, and now we have too much bacon on a burger.
You ready to give it a try? It is still going on today, so let's see if the Baconator is actually a good nader or a bad one. Wow, that was so cheesy.
That was so cheesy. Yeah. God,
the good nader or the bad nader?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Damn. Mm.
This tastes almost identical to the Wendy's Baconator.
Yeah, 1/2 pound of beef, 6 slices of bacon.
I mean,
it's crazy good and by far the unhealthiest burger on this list so far.
Yeah, but it's the tastiest one, I'll tell you that.
It is still good, but on 2010, things started getting a little weird.
This is when social media is at its peak and everybody wanted to have the next burger. That's when this was invented, the ramen burger. Now, if you've never tasted this, you should, as this was very popular in the 2010s. But the original version was like this. First thing, the noodles. You want to get 2 containers just like this. Lay down some clinch plastic so things would get out easy. Once you have both of them, go ahead and cook some instant noodles and mix them up with some eggs. You should have a texture like this in the end. Now place them on a bowl that we just made, press them down with another container, as now you want to go ahead and cook them until they're fully solid. Because you want to toast those noodles exactly the same way you do with buns. Oh yeah, now you can be as creative as you like going forward. But the original version was like this. You want to go ahead and cook up some quail eggs, get them nice and crispy. To assemble, you want to use a little bit of teriyaki sauce on the bottom noodle bun, followed by that burger we just cooked and those fried quail eggs. Finish it off with more teriyaki sauce and of course the top noodle bun. Now get ready for an Instagram photo and post it online. As this was very popular in the 2010s, the question is, how did it taste? Well, let's find out.
And here we got 2010s.
Yep, things got weird.
That is not a burger.
Come on, man.
What is that? That's noodles on a patty.
Okay, can we just try it before it breaks?
All right, enough talking. Welcome to the 2010s. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
That's pretty good, though. Pretty good.
Okay, hold on. Nobody told me that the noodles were flavored. Is there like some kind of teriyaki sauce or something on it?
100%.
Damn, I hate to say it, but this is actually good.
It is delicious, everybody, I'm telling you.
You made it once. I'm glad you made it again. But damn, this is the messiest burger in the world, okay?
This is a really good burger, but not as good as the burgers we have nowadays, like the burger that changed my life, Guga's Creation.
This is a smash burger, everybody. I highly recommend. It is a delicious burger. If you've never had a smash burger done properly, I highly recommend. But hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know in the comments down below which one did you enjoy the most and which one was something that you've never seen before. If you did enjoy the video, hit that thumbs up. If you're not a subscriber, be sure to subscribe. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.